Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about understanding cap rates and how they help you evaluate property values and returns. Today, we're diving into one of the most important but often overlooked topics in real estate investing, managing market risk and preparing for economic downturns. Real estate is often considered a stable, long-term investment, and in many ways, it is. But real estate markets are cyclical. They experience periods of growth, stability, decline, and recovery. Understanding these cycles and preparing for downturns is critical to long-term success. Many investors make the mistake of assuming markets will always go up, or that they can time the market perfectly. History shows that markets don't always go up, and timing the market consistently is nearly impossible. The key to long-term success isn't predicting the future. It's building a portfolio that can withstand different market conditions. By the end of this episode, you'll understand real estate market cycles, how to recognize warning signs of market shifts, strategies to reduce risk, and how to position your portfolio for resilience during downturns. Let's start with understanding market cycles. Understanding real estate market cycles. Real estate markets move in cycles, though the timing, duration, and severity of these cycles vary by location and property type. A typical real estate cycle has four phases: recovery, expansion, hypersupply, and recession. Phase 1, recovery. The recovery phase follows a recession or downturn. During recovery, vacancy rates are high, rent growth is flat or negative, and new construction is minimal. Property values may still be declining or just beginning to stabilize. Investors who recognize the recovery phase early can find opportunities to acquire properties at favorable prices, though financing may be difficult and risk is still elevated. As the economy improves, employment increases, and household formation resumes, demand for rental housing begins to grow. Phase 2. Expansion. The expansion phase is characterized by falling vacancy rates, rising rents, and increasing property values. Demand for rental housing is strong, driven by job growth, population growth, and economic confidence. Investors are active, competition for properties increases, and financing becomes more readily available. New construction begins to increase as developers respond to strong demand and rising rents. This is often the longest phase of the cycle and can last several years. During expansion, it's easy to become overconfident and assume growth will continue indefinitely. Phase 3, hypersupply. The hypersupply phase occurs when new construction outpaces demand. Developers, encouraged by strong market conditions during expansion, build aggressively. Eventually, the supply of new units exceeds demand, leading to rising vacancy rates and slowing rent growth. Property values may continue to rise for a time due to momentum and optimism, but fundamentals are weakening. Investors who buy during late expansion or hypersupply often overpay and may face challenges when the market shifts. Phase 4, recession. The recession phase is characterized by high vacancy, declining rents, falling property values, and financial distress. Demand for rental housing weakens due to job losses, declining household formation, or economic uncertainty. Over-leveraged investors and developers may face foreclosure or forced sales. Financing becomes difficult to obtain, and lenders tighten credit standards. The recession phase can be painful, but it also creates opportunities for well-capitalized investors to acquire properties at discounted prices. Eventually, the market stabilizes, excess supply is absorbed, and the cycle begins again with recovery. Cycles vary by market and property type. It's important to understand that cycles don't occur uniformly across all markets or property types. One city may be in expansion, while another is in recession. One property type, such as multifamily, may be in hypersupply, while another, such as single-family rentals, remains in expansion. National trends influence local markets, but local economic conditions, population trends, employment, and supply dynamics ultimately drive individual market cycles. This is why understanding your specific markets is so important. Recognizing warning signs of market shifts. While you can't predict market cycles with certainty, you can watch for warning signs that a market may be shifting. Warning sign 1, rapid rent growth. When rents are growing significantly faster than income growth or inflation, it may signal that the market is overheating. Rapid rent growth can attract new construction and eventually lead to oversupply. Warning sign 2, aggressive new construction. When you see cranes everywhere and new apartment buildings or subdivisions going up rapidly, it may indicate that supply is catching up to or exceeding demand. Monitor building permits, construction starts, and planned developments in your markets. Warning sign 3, declining affordability. When rents or home prices become unaffordable relative to local incomes, demand may weaken. Households may leave the market, double up with family or roommates, or delay household formation. Warning sign 4, loosening lending standards. When lenders begin offering increasingly aggressive loan terms, high loan-to-value ratios, interest-only loans, stated income loans, or minimal down payments, it may signal that credit standards are weakening. Loose credit can fuel unsustainable price growth and increase the risk of a correction. Warning sign 5, speculative buying. When investors are buying properties with little or no cash flow, relying entirely on appreciation or flipping properties rapidly, it may indicate speculative behavior. Speculation can drive prices above fundamental values and increase the risk of a sharp correction. Warning sign 6, economic weakness. Declining employment, rising unemployment, business closures, or other signs of economic weakness in your market can signal trouble ahead for rental demand. Pay attention to local economic indicators, not just national trends. Warning sign 7, rising vacancy rates. When vacancy rates begin to rise, it's often an early sign that supply is exceeding demand. Monitor vacancy trends in your markets and property types. Warning sign 8, slowing rent growth. When rent growth slows or turns negative, it may indicate that the market is shifting from expansion to hypersupply or recession. These warning signs don't guarantee a downturn, but they suggest increased caution and risk management. Strategies to reduce market risk. You can't eliminate market risk, but you can reduce it through careful planning and conservative strategies. Strategy 1, buy based on current cash flow, not future appreciation. The most important rule in managing market risk is to buy properties that generate positive cash flow based on current rents and expenses. Don't rely on future rent increases or appreciation to make a deal work. If the property doesn't cash flow today, it's speculative, not an investment. Properties that generate positive cash flow can weather downturns because they continue to produce income even if values decline. Strategy 2. Use conservative underwriting assumptions. When analyzing properties, use conservative assumptions. Assume vacancy rates higher than the current market average. Assume rent growth at or below inflation, or even flat rents. Assume operating expenses will increase over time. Assume no appreciation in property value. If a property still meets your return requirements under conservative assumptions, it's more likely to perform well during downturns. Strategy 3. Maintain low to moderate leverage. High leverage amplifies both gains and losses. During downturns, highly leveraged properties are more vulnerable to negative cash flow, refinancing challenges, and foreclosure. Maintaining lower loan-to-value ratios and higher debt service coverage ratios provides a cushion during difficult times. We'll talk more about leverage and debt risk in tomorrow's episode. Strategy 4. Build cash reserves. Cash reserves are your safety net during downturns. Reserves allow you to cover expenses during vacancy, handle unexpected repairs, and weather temporary declines in rental income. We'll discuss cash reserves in detail in an upcoming episode, but the key is to build reserves before you need them. Strategy 5. Diversify across markets and property types. Diversification reduces the impact of a downturn in any single market or property type. Owning properties in multiple markets with different economic drivers reduces concentration risk. Owning different property types, single-family, multifamily, commercial, can also provide diversification. However, diversification has limits for individual investors, and it's better to know a few markets well than to spread yourself too thin. We'll discuss diversification in more detail in an upcoming episode. Strategy 6. Focus on quality locations and properties. Quality properties in strong locations tend to be more resilient during downturns. Properties in desirable neighborhoods with good schools, low crime, and strong employment tend to maintain occupancy and rents better than properties in weaker locations. Quality properties in good condition are easier to lease and require less capital expenditure during downturns. Strategy 7. Lock in long-term fixed-rate financing. Long-term fixed-rate financing protects you from interest rate increases and eliminates refinancing risk during downturns. Adjustable-rate mortgages or short-term loans with balloon payments can create problems if market conditions deteriorate when the loan comes due. We'll discuss financing strategies in more detail in tomorrow's episode. Strategy 8. Avoid speculative investments. Don't buy properties that depend entirely on appreciation or aggressive rent growth to succeed. Don't buy properties with negative cash flow, hoping that rents will increase enough to cover expenses. Don't buy properties in markets you don't understand just because they're hot. Stick to fundamentals, positive cash flow, conservative assumptions, and quality properties in markets you know. Strategy 9. Monitor your markets continuously. Stay informed about economic conditions, employment trends, construction activity, vacancy rates, and rent trends in your markets. The more you know about your markets, the better you can anticipate changes and adjust your strategy. Strategy 10. Have an exit strategy. Before you buy any property, understand how and when you plan to exit. Will you hold long-term and pay off the mortgage? Will you sell after a certain number of years? Will you refinance to pull out equity? Understanding your exit strategy helps you evaluate whether a property fits your long-term plan and how vulnerable you are to market timing. Positioning your portfolio for resilience. Beyond individual property strategies, think about your overall portfolio positioning. Positioning strategy 1, balance growth and stability. Some properties may offer higher growth potential but come with higher risk. Other properties may offer lower growth but more stable cash flow. A balanced portfolio includes both growth-oriented and stability-oriented properties. Positioning strategy 2, stagger loan maturities. If all your loans mature at the same time, you face concentrated refinancing risk. Stagger loan maturities so you're not forced to refinance your entire portfolio during unfavorable market conditions. Positioning strategy 3, maintain liquidity. Liquidity, cash or assets that can quickly be converted to cash, gives you flexibility during downturns. Liquidity allows you to take advantage of opportunities, cover unexpected expenses, or weather temporary income declines. Don't tie up all your capital in properties. Maintain some liquidity for flexibility. Positioning strategy 4. Avoid over-concentration. Don't put all your capital into one property, one market, or one property type. Over-concentration increases risk. Spread your investments to reduce the impact of any single problem. What to do during a downturn? Even with the best preparation, you may experience a market downturn. Here's how to respond. Response 1. Don't panic. Market downturns are temporary. Real estate is a long-term investment. Don't make emotional decisions based on fear. Stick to your long-term plan and focus on fundamentals. Response 2. Focus on cash flow. During downturns, cash flow is king. Do everything you can to maintain occupancy and rental income. Be flexible on rent if necessary to keep good tenants. Reduce discretionary expenses, but don't defer necessary maintenance. Response 3. Communicate with lenders. If you're facing financial difficulty, communicate with your lenders early. Lenders may be willing to work with you on loan modifications, forbearance, or extensions if you're proactive and transparent. Response 4. Look for opportunities. Downturns create opportunities for well-capitalized investors. Distressed properties, motivated sellers, and reduced competition can create favorable buying conditions. If you have cash reserves and strong financing, downturns can be excellent times to acquire properties. Response 5. Learn and adapt. Every downturn teaches lessons. Analyze what went wrong, what went right, and how you can improve your strategy for the next cycle. Successful investors learn from downturns and emerge stronger. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, research where your markets are in the real estate cycle. Are they in recovery, expansion, hypersupply, or recession? Look at vacancy rates, rent growth, new construction, and economic indicators. Second, evaluate your current properties and portfolio. Are you relying on appreciation? Do you have positive cash flow? Are your underwriting assumptions conservative? Do you have adequate cash reserves? Third, identify one action you can take to reduce market risk. It might be building cash reserves, refinancing to lock in long-term fixed rates, or selling a speculative property that doesn't fit your long-term strategy. Understanding and managing market risk is one of the most important skills in real estate investing. Final thoughts. Real estate markets are cyclical. They experience periods of growth, stability, decline, and recovery. You can't predict market cycles with certainty, but you can prepare for them. Buy based on current cash flow, not future appreciation. Use conservative underwriting assumptions. Maintain low to moderate leverage. Build cash reserves. Diversify across markets and property types. Focus on quality locations and properties. Lock in long-term fixed-rate financing. Avoid speculative investments. Monitor your markets continuously. Have an exit strategy. Position your portfolio for resilience by balancing growth and stability, staggering loan maturities, maintaining liquidity, and avoiding over-concentration. During downturns, don't panic. Focus on cash flow, communicate with lenders, look for opportunities, and learn from the experience. Market risk is real, but it's manageable with the right strategies and mindset. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Market conditions, cycles, and risks vary by location, property type, and individual circumstances. Investors should conduct their own due diligence and consult qualified professionals before making investment decisions. Tomorrow, we're talking about leverage and debt risk. How much leverage is too much, and how to use debt safely in your real estate portfolio. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.